Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, broadcasting video streaming live from our studios in New York City. And I'd like to welcome you, and especially all of our syndicated stations around the country, our sister stations that carry this program, and all over the world. I try to select the themes that will help you no matter where you live. Today, we're going to start with the latest on health and healing and slowing down the aging process and stimulating your immune system, always from quality institutions and peer-reviewed literature. Why? Because historically, there was always this animus, this negative attitude towards anything that represented non-traditional thinking. So if they told you to take a drug, you would do so without question. But if we suggested, those who believe in a more natural approach to health and healing and prevention, that maybe you should ask yourself, what are you doing that has caused your diabetes or obesity or heart problems or cancer? And then look, what does nature have that can help us? Now, they said that's all nonsense. Well, we have 600,000 studies in the peer-reviewed literature showing that, no, it's not anecdotal. It's not old wives' tales. It's real. It's good science. And that's why I always give the citations. Also today, I'm going to tell you about the latest on mammograms. I did my first program challenging the safety and efficacy of mammograms over 40 years ago. Do you remember when Happy Rockefeller, Governor Rockefeller's wife, was had breast cancer and they were promoting mammograms? She was promoting them. The trouble is there was no science supporting that actually would save lives by detecting cancer early enough. To the contrary, we now know, based upon the good work of some outstanding scientists, that more women will develop breast cancer who get it young because of mammograms than those who would be saved. But it's an expensive procedure, and people make money from it. Anything that's profitable in medicine is not challenged, and it should be. So you're going to get the latest on that. Also today, you're going to get 10 false vaccine safety claims. We're going to expose them. There's a major movement now by the pharmaceutical industry, who've already set up front groups. These are AstroTurf groups. These are groups that will have some user-friendly words in their title, something like Families for Safe Vaccines. Well, that's would be a pharmaceutical-fronted group. You wouldn't see the pharmaceutical name in front of the group, but the people would be paid good salaries to promote why vaccines are safe and effective, but more importantly, they now have engaged in people to attack anyone who challenges the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And they use Wikipedia, which in my opinion should be completely challenged and exposed. And I'll get into that on an upcoming program when we intend to challenge and expose it. And they can say anything on Wikipedia. Now try to change it, and you can't. There's no democratic process involved. So they can slander you, they can libel you, they can do anything they want to you. And that's what the pro-vaccine pharmaceutical industries do. They have complete, total control over the entire media in the United States. So where do you get the truth? Most people get it from the mainstream or maybe some cable news. Very few get it from alternative media. So we're going to go into that in greater depth. Also today, in fact, I'm going to share some insights about a former Facebook executive, a top executive, now says that you don't realize it, but you're being programmed. Whoa. Watch the attacks occur fast and furious against him. You see, here's how it works. There is a sacred circle of acceptance, fraternities, sororities, guilds, clubs. Everyone wants to belong to something that they can identify with that benefits them, You could be a professor, tenured professor. But once you challenge the authority or the rightness of people inside that, you're first warned, then you're threatened, then you're destroyed. And only now, with all the fake news like CNN or MSNBC, are we appreciating how much power these institutions and organizations have over our beliefs. And after all, whoever controls your perception controls your reality, because perception is reality. Now ask someone to change, and rarely will they. The only modus operandi for most people's change is crisis. So once something happens to a person, you get their attention. But then that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to change. Think how many people were wiped out by Sandy and rebuilt right in the same place, as if it couldn't happen a second time. It will. Or their homes burned down in Napa Valley in California just 2 months ago. It'll happen again. So at what point do we realize that we have to change our perception, that we don't need to live in a certain place to have a quality of life? We don't have to work in a certain career to have a meaningful work experience. We can change. That's what this program is about, challenging many of the ritualized beliefs that we live through each day and offering alternatives. Let's begin with health and healing. Now, I know a lot of people have trouble sleeping at night. In fact, that's one of the most common problems in America, insomnia. Now, I've given you the main reasons that we have insomnia. First and foremost, we eat at night. And metabolically, when you put anything in your body, especially something that has natural sugars, if you had donuts or a sandwich, anything at all that's going to break down into a sugar, in effect, your night, your catabolic, slowing down, cleansing, detoxifying, your foot's on the brake, and you ease up on the accelerator, anabolic, energy, creating, thinking, doing, exercising. So catabolic takes over, anabolic pulls back. Now you eat, just the opposite. Your body is being told, I'm feeding you, therefore you should be anabolic. So your metabolic processes increase. Your blood sugar goes up. Your blood sugar goes up, you wake up. Melatonin is no longer secreted. So now when you eat at night, you're putting yourself into that situation. Separately, be light in the room. Light pierces right through the eyelid. You have to have something that covers the eyes. I have a little patch when I sleep in New York. I have to put this little cotton, like a mask over my eyes, so I have total darkness. Otherwise, I can't sleep. Then noise. You have to wear earplugs and or electromagnetic pulses from a cell phone, which you should never keep within 6 feet of you, or a digital clock or a television. Now, you might have turned off the television, but you didn't stop the power. You have to unplug anything that has power, or the magnetic pulses is still hitting you at about 8 feet. Now, let's say you live in a building with Wi-Fi. Well, even if you have none of those appliances, you're still getting bombarded. How many buildings, for example, I'm in New York City right now, how many buildings have those towers that bring in the signal? Well, that's really lighting up your brain. So these are some of the reasons, but probably the number one cause of insomnia is anxiety. We didn't resolve issues, and so we're thinking about them. We're replaying our arguments and our crisis in our mind. So to deal with all that, you don't eat before you go to bed. You wear something over your eyes if you have a problem with light. You unplug and keep away all the electrical appliances. Take a milligram to 3 milligrams of melatonin or theanine. Theanine is an amino acid. It's very important for relaxing. Also, valerian root will help you. But then what I do is write down what you want to achieve the next day in numerical order. Start with, I want to deal with this and this and this and this. Just a line. What it does, it tricks the brain. It says, I'm dealing with this stuff, so I don't have to deal with it right now. I'm going to deal with it tomorrow. So that relaxes the mind, and so now you can go into a deeper sleep. Here's something else. This is from Columbia University Medical Center. It says, amber-tinted glasses may provide relief for insomnia. So how do you unwind before bedtime? If your answer involves Facebook or Netflix, you're actively reducing your chance of a good night's sleep. Remember, what you watch will also stimulate you. If you watch something that's filled with violence, your body's whole adrenaline level is increasing. Stress hormones, cortisol, catecholamines, epinephrine, norepinephrine, they're up. When they're up, they can be up for at least another hour. So that can impact you. 90% of Americans use light-emitting electronic devices such as smartphones or laptops in the hour before bed, despite the fact that such behavior is associated with symptoms of insomnia. The obvious solution is to ditch the technology, but no one's going to do that. So knowing that individuals with insomnia are unlikely to change their ways, researchers from Columbia University Medical Center tested a method to reduce the adverse effects of evening ambient light exposure while still allowing use of blue light-emitting devices. Their findings are being published in the current issue of the Journal of Psychiatric Research. Now, here's how it works. Smartphones and tablets and other light-emitting devices are lit by LEDs, which have a peak wavelength in the blue portion of the spectrum. And blue light at night suppresses melatonin and increases alertness. So using an amber-tinted lens that blocks blue light mitigates these effects. That's cool. So what do you use? You use amber-tinted sunglasses. So even if you are on a computer or smartphone, whatever tablet, it's the blue light is not impacting the pineal gland in your brain. That's pretty neat. Also, a lot of people in America have restless leg syndrome. If you've never had restless leg syndrome, it feels like your muscles are cramping up. It frequently feels like you have some kind of movement under your skin, and your legs are not settled. Your legs can actually move. They're like slight little tremors, and there's frequently pain or tingling sensation. This is from Pennsylvania State University. It says restless leg syndrome risk factor for heart-related death. Restless leg syndrome associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease death among women. And this was published in the peer-reviewed journal Neurology from the American Academy of Neurology. And specifically, women had a 43% higher likelihood of death due to vascular conditions during a 10-year period compared to those without physical diagnosis. This is the first study of its kind. By the way, restless leg syndrome is very common. And why? Here's how I deal with restless leg syndrome in the people I counsel. More often than not, it's in people who are overweight and have high blood pressure, because it's really, I have found, circulatory. So by losing the weight, by exercising and proper dieting, and then garlic, which is very good for lowering blood pressure, onions, an onion a day keeps a stroke away, even a half an onion, sweet onion. And then also you can use rice extract, red rice extract, and pycnogenol. 20 milligrams pycnogenol is one of the best single things for blood pressure. And vitamin C with quercetin also bring down blood pressure. Then you want to increase circulation. And the best way of increasing circulation is with vitamin E, natural vitamin E, 400 units twice a day, magnesium, which relaxes the calf muscles and the circulatory system, and increase the blood flow with cayenne, high heat unit cayenne, one capsule. Always best to take that with it like a smoothie. And L-carnitine, that's C-A-R-N, carnitine, 500 to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Ubiquinol, which is coenzyme Q10, 1 to 300 milligrams twice a day. And this is what will improve circulation, thin the blood, relax the vasculature along with ginkgo biloba. And ginkgo biloba increases circulation to the brain, which helps people with Alzheimer's and dementia, memory loss. And it increases circulation to the extremities, to the legs. So that's what will help you prevent those 47% of women dying from restless leg syndrome affecting the heart over a 10-year period. So help save some lives. Now, for the men in the audience, a lot of men watch the ads. And the ads, when you think about it for a moment, that they're really, there's an oxymoron at work. I just think too many people are using drugs on Madison Avenue. We knew everyone in Hollywood was using drugs, and that's why they have such crappy movies. But think of it this way. A guy can't get an erection. All right, so a lot of reasons men don't get erections. Probably the most common reason is they're not excited about the sex anymore. We all think that it's all physical. Trust me, 95% of a sexual experience is mental. When you're excited, you can excite the hormones, you increase circulation, you can get an erection. When you're not, when you're bored, it's very difficult. And this whole idea that ritualized sex in America because of obligations or shaming someone because they're not having sex is just stupid. And then they give you an ad. When the moment comes, will you be ready? And it shows people out dancing. So what, are you going to have sex because the guy gets an erection right there where they're dancing? All right, everyone, turn and look the other way. We're in the right moment. We're going to have sex right now. It's dumb. Or they're ready to go swimming. Well, we're going to have fish. All of you fish, don't look now. We're going to have sex. And then it ends with him smiling. And it's always a guy with slightly gray hair, never an old guy. Like, no old people are supposed to ever have sex in America, right? And they're just supposed to take arthritis medication and dementia medication and forget if they have dementia, take their arthritis medication. It's all so stupid. And then it shows two people in a bathtub, each holding hands, like there's a new kind of symbiotic sex, that if you're a man in a bathtub holding a hand of a woman in a separate bathtub, somehow you're going to have an erection and happy sex life. I haven't figured that out yet. Who wants to have sex in a bathtub anyhow? Get a lot of shin burns that way. In any case, this is the latest on this whole stupid topic. But this is important. Erectile dysfunction is a red flag for silent early cardiovascular disease. This is from Florida International University and Mount Sinai Medical Center. Quote, despite decades-long prevention and treatment efforts, cardiovascular disease continues to be the leading cause of death worldwide. Early detection of cardiovascular disease can allow for interventions to prevent heart attacks and stroke, including smoking cessation, medications like statins, that's nonsense, that actually enhances your heart disease, blood pressure control, that's more medications. Wow, this is all medications, weight management, probably give you a drug for that. Exercise, well, there they wouldn't. An improved diet, last. No, improved diet should be first, a plant-based diet. And then the nutrients I mentioned. You want to help a person with heart disease? Vitamin E, vitamin C, L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10. These are the nutrients, magnesium especially, and potassium especially, can make a difference. And this was published in Vascular Medicine. But then they say that focus on a novel risk factor for cardiovascular disease that rarely receives attention, erectile dysfunction. In addition to being an important health and quality of life issue for men, erectile dysfunction has long been associated with cardiovascular disease. Risk factors for erectile dysfunction and cardiovascular disease are similar. So the takeaway message there is, if you have erectile dysfunction and it is due to anything with your heart, check your heart. Check your heart. Do you have clogged arteries? Do you have rips or tears or scabbing in the epithelium? Because that's where your clots form. And I'll tell you two simple methods that can get you an erection. One is beet juice, because it creates nitric oxide, and that's really what these erectile dysfunction drugs, what do they cost? I was told they cost $60 a pill. That's a lot of money spent for an erection. And also choline. So if you have choline and beet juice, L-arginine, the amino acid, you have the very same mechanisms to create the erection as if you were taking an expensive drug without the harmful side effects. beats cabbage beats chemotherapy for cervical cancer, University of California, Los Angeles. Quote, mainstream medicine cancer treatments of radiation and chemotherapy are far from a cure. In fact, they can make cancer more deadly. But new research shows some common vegetables may be more effective in battling cancer. Why? Remember, I was talking about this about several months ago when someone at a retreat asked, why do you emphasize so many juices? Like, all I'm doing all day long is drinking juices. Yeah, I answered, but would you be drinking those juices if you were home? No. So what would you drink if you were home? Coffee? Sodas? Tap water? Rarely do people drink tap water. They're drinking their beverages, liquids, and other forms, which are diuretic and harmful. But when you're in a controlled environment, you're controlling what you're drinking, and you're cleansing, you're chelating. Chelate comes from the Greek, meaning claw-like. It grabs onto a heavy metal like lead or mercury and takes it out of your body through the kidneys. But I was talking about chlorophyll from wheatgrass and sprouts and chlorophyllum. These create new stem cells in the body, and that's what you want. Well, the answer has to do with cancer stem cells that chemo and radiation can't touch. And in a study published in the journal Cancer, UCLA researchers showed that radiation actually makes breast cancer cells more malignant. Let me repeat that. Radiation will make breast cancer cells more malignant. But it's profitable, and as long as it's possible, they're not going to change. They found that radiation kills about half of the tumors treated, but it kills 100 times more healthy cells, therefore is in itself carcinogenic. So in a study published in the journal Cancer, UCLA researchers showed all this, but radiation also transforms other cells into induced cancer breast stem cells. And though cancer stem cells make up less than 5% of the tumor, they can regenerate the original tumor. In fact, these new stem cells are up to 30 times more likely to form tumors compared to cancer cells that didn't get radiation. So, and then they can migrate through the blood vessels and spread, and hence you get metastasis or secondary cancers. And this is so common. Well, chemo works the same way. It kills only the less harmful cancer cells. The cells that are left are more the lethal breast cancer cells that are resistant to traditional therapy. Now researchers from South Dakota State University have found that a compound in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage and cauliflower and radishes and broccoli sprouts and asparagus and kale and watercress actually target those cancer stem cells. In fact, it may help prevent the recurrence and spread of some cancers. The compound is known as a phenethyl isothiocyanate, which the researchers found when they added it to the petri dish with human cervical cancer stem cells. About 75% of the stem cells died within 24 hours. It also found that this chemical, the isothiocyanates, and I would add indole-3-carbinol, or I3C, is found in cruciferous vegetables. It has an anti-inflammatory property. Well, cancer is an inflammatory process. Dementia, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, these are all pro-inflammatory. So anything you can do to turn off inflammation is terrific. Why do you think black cumin seed oil and cauliflower oil, avocado oil, walnuts, eating walnuts, will turn off inflammation and then help the body rejuvenate that tissue? Well, if you turn off the inflammation, you're turning off one of the progenitors of disease. That's why an anti-inflammatory plant-based protocol is so healthy, so healing. And so that's what they found in this study, and it abrogated cervical cancer stem cell proliferation, and more so than a toxic chemotherapy drug. And prior research published in the British Journal of Nutrition and Biochemistry Pharmacology showed that these same chemicals in cruciferous vegetables from watercress may suppress breast cancer cell development. So I've mentioned this repeatedly. So what would be the ones? And these are the very ones that I always put people on. Arugula at the top, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collard greens, mustard greens, radishes, rutabagas, and watercress. These have the sulforaphane, and that's a powerful compound that improves the liver's ability to detoxify carcinogens in the body. And then you got some real superstars. I mean, these are the ones that swing for the long ball over the big fence. Curcumin. Cure, C-U-R, cumin, C-U-M-I-N. It's a compound found in the spice turmeric, and it can target brain cancer stem cells. And combining curcumin with piperine, P-I-P-E-R-I-N-E, a compound in black pepper, by the way. That's why black pepper is so good for you. Helps prevent breast cancer stem cells from renewing themselves. And then EGCG, that's your active component in green tea. And that's why 1 to 4 cups of green tea a day are so good. If not the tea, then at least get the green tea bioactive capsules, like 200 milligrams decaffeinated 3 or 4 times a day is terrific for you. And then also quercetin is phenomenal. You get quercetin in apples, and that's why the apple skin is so important, and onions, and they stop cancer stem cells from migrating and invading other tissue. And also ginkgo biloba extract, EGB761, inhibits colorectal cancer metastasis. And this is from the traditional Chinese medicine university. And once again, there are over 5,000 studies on ginkgo biloba, but who knew that it had anti-cancer properties? So just imagine in the morning in your smoothie, you put 1,000 milligrams of curcumin, and you also put 200 or 400 milligrams of green tea, and then you put your other essential oils and a plant-based protein, you're good to go. Put a compounding powder in, and you're in good shape. That's the latest on health and healing. I'm Gary Nall. We're 28 minutes into our program, broadcasting video stream. You can watch today's program later today on, we'll be streaming it. If our IT person comes in today, we'll have it up on our website. Please stay with us. We have a lot more to share with you. To welcome you from all over the world. I'm Gary Nall in New York. This Thursday evening, a small private showing of my newest feature documentary that is meant to arouse and awaken a nation that they've been lied to, manipulated, hurt, and it's time that those who participated were held accountable. What makes the Deadly Deception documentary so relevant is that I got behind the scenes. I found people who heretofore have never talked, talking. This should scare the powers that be, because this is the kind of evidence that class action lawyers would love to have and bring action on behalf of victims. This is one of those really hard-hitting ones. This would be like the war on health. Or knocking on the devil's door, or the drugging of our children, or prescription for disaster. It's in that genre. Probably the hardest hitting documentary I've ever done. If you want to join me, you can call the theater Thursday, 7 p.m. in Manhattan. The theater number is 212-864-5400. 212-864-5400. And then when we're full, which will be, I'll have a larger worldwide premiere over the internet as a webinar in the middle of January, where a whole lot of groups, hundreds of groups, will be participating with me at that time. So this is just a little, I always like to share things with those in the core audience who want to see this. So hope you join me on Thursday. Also, remember how many times I've said, please write down this number, because you never know when you turn on to your station that's carrying our show that they're not there. Well, our sister station, BAI, has been off the air all Saturday and all Sunday, and I don't know if they're on now or not, but I'll bet a lot of people are saying, oh, we can't hear Gary. Write down this number so you can always listen. Listen live. Here's the number, 424-203-8046, 424-203-8046. And if you can't listen live, go to the archive. Download it whenever you have a convenient time to. You can listen up to five separate programs in the archives with this one number. That number is 710-719-9976, 710-719-9976. Now, I thought this was interesting as well. This is about mammograms and comes from GreenMed Info. I'll just read a short piece of it. It's from Sayre G. It says, the global juggernaut of unremitting and unapologetic breast cancer overdiagnosis and overtreatment persist. As we have recently reported on high-quality journals, such as the British Medical Journal, have begun to publish studies indicating that cancer screening has never saved lives. Quote, cancer screening has never saved lives. Or that what conventional medical authorities considered for decades to be cancer really wasn't after all. In the latest British Medical Journal study on the topic titled Effectiveness of an Overdiagnosis from Mammography Screening in the Netherlands Population-Based Study, researchers analyzed stage-specific incidence of breast cancer in the Netherlands in women who had been enrolled to receive mammography screening every other year since 1989. And the study evaluated breast cancer death and the rate of breast cancer overdoses. The main outcome measures for stage-specific age-adjusted incidence of breast cancer from 1989 to 2012, quote, the extra number of the in situ stage 1 breast cancer associated with screening was established by comparing rates in women aged 50 to 74, those in age groups not invited to screening. Overdiagnosis was estimated after subtraction of the lead time cancer. Breast cancer mortality reductions in overdiagnosis were computed without and with a cord effect on mortality. And it goes on to talk about how it didn't protect the women. The study makes it clear that the primary goal of cancer screening, namely to decrease cancer mortality, is not being reached. Instead, as high as one in every two persons diagnosed with cancer are overdiagnosed, a euphemistic term to describe being falsely labeled with a potentially life-threatening disease. And in situ cancer, for instance, it's profoundly misunderstood within the conventional medical establishment, despite the commission of the National Cancer Institute and published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which found that ductal carcinoma in situ was misunderstood as cancer over the past 30 years and should, in fact, be reclassified as benign or indolent lesion of epithelial origin. And yet, both the media and medical community continue to take this non-cancerous growth and start doing radical surgery and chemotherapy and radiation, which can kill the patient and mutilate the patient. Once again, using women's bodies as if they're just a profit stream for an ignorant medical profession. Also, 10 false vaccine safety claims exposed. Here they are, and I'll go into greater depth on these. I'm going to expose vaccine saves lives. That's never been proven. Let me give you just one example to show you how the entire house of cards of vaccines is based upon this completely false notion. If I told you today to take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day for a year, and at the end of the year you did not get a cold, I could not, by any measure that's legitimate, say, what's the vitamin C that prevented the cold? It may have reduced the likelihood of a cold, but all these other mitigating, your sleep, your nutritional profile, nutrient deficiencies or abundance, exercise, your exposure, you're living in Florida or in Wisconsin, 1,000 different mitigating circumstances could have contributed to getting a cold or not. Were you divorced? Did you go through a loss? That can depress your immune system overnight, make you more susceptible to a cold. So I couldn't give all the credit to vitamin C. But if you take a flu vaccine and you don't get the flu within 12 months, 100% of the credit goes to the flu vaccine. That's just obscene in its corruption. It's so fraudulent. Also, vaccines don't cause autism. Oh, yeah, they do. In fact, one area of government that is corrupt, the CDC, is a criminal organization, is now saying it doesn't cause it, but the expert they're using to claim it doesn't cause it is himself a fugitive from the law. He embezzled all this money, a man named Thorson, and he wrote the papers. Well, you can't trust anything he wrote. But another area of government that controls the actual looking at vaccine in the brain found that, yes, it does. And they rewarded 61 people who had different forms of brain dysfunction because of vaccines, including using the word autism. So if the one side of the government says, yes, we're giving out all this money to people who have vaccine brain injured, and another group says, no, it doesn't cause anything, which one are you going to believe? And then another claim, all vaccines have been rigorously tested and are completely safe. Well, if you took right now, if any doctor in America, any nurse or any pharmacist, the people actually want us to believe that they have a brain, if these people who are filled with arrogance, if they took the ingredients out of that vaccine that they're about to inject you and they put it in a teaspoon and said, drink this, they would lose their license. Any dentist who gave you a vaccine, ingredients in a spoon says, here, this one I'm going to inject right by your barrier. All your protective mechanisms will be breached. I'm going right into your bloodstream. He would lose his license because there's mercury in many of those, or aluminum. And those are known toxins. One part per billion is enough to be toxic. And we're giving 100 micrograms into a brand new baby that doesn't even have a differentiated immune system. And where's the double-blind placebo-controlled study? Don't give me another vaccine and use that as your placebo. Give me a saline solution. Vaccinate 10,000 children with saline. Vaccinate another group with complete vaccines. Follow them every 6 months for complete checkups. And then at the end of 5 years, tell me that you have a double-blind placebo-controlled study, because right now, none exists. Also, vaccination produced herd immunity. Nonsense. There's no such thing as herd immunity. It's a fraud. Because if herd immunity worked, then why are they fearing the one child in a classroom that wasn't vaccinated? If you've been fully vaccinated, you should be completely protected, right? You've created the antibodies. Oh, did they forget to tell you that those antibodies may not be specific to what the antigen is? We have people who have full antibodies who come down with measles, come down with whooping cough, come down with chickenpox. Well, it was just stimulating antibodies. Why do they come down with this? Yeah. And then we have people with no antibodies who don't come down with the condition. And they said that methylmercury was taken out of all the vaccines in 1999. No, it wasn't. It was brought down to parts per billion, which still means it's biologically active. And so those are some of the Luann just made a copy for all of you of the bill. And it's from Albert's Organic, and it's $7,000-some. And also, some of you were here when we got the order in, and were helping us put it downstairs and put it in the refrigerators, right? And these hands went up. I said, do you see all the cases? We know we haven't burned those cases yet. So let's go down. We actually biodegrade them. I said, just for curiosity's sake, I brought them here. So I had some of the guys bring all the cases in, apples and bananas. I said, look, gee whiz, it's all organic. I said, look, you're here for yourself. There's a high probability there's always going to be an agent provocateur. Mm-hmm. It'll be the person that tries to get you off your own healing journey. they're not here for you. They're here to try to get you to no longer trust me or the staff. So the next day, at 10 o'clock, another phone call. I look, there they are, and there they're talking. Now they put it on speakerphone where the three of them could hear it. And they're going into the idea, put the word out that they're using fluoridated water. Fluoridated water. So at lunchtime, I said, I heard word that is being spread that we use fluoridated water. The water comes from an 800-foot well. The community is not fluoridated. I wrote the article on fluoride fiasco. And guess what was used to defluorinate the water here? Fluoride fiasco. I said, in fact, all this is spring water, but I want you all to come inside now. I want to show you the filtration system that this goes through before it comes out the tap. I don't have to use this. I choose to. This is the highest industrial filter, the best filter in the world, that would have gotten rid of any fluoride if it were in the water, but it's not there. And you can contact the city. In fact, I just happen to have the notice from the city water department. It's not water fluoridated. So it seems as though someone is spreading misinformation. And then the next day, the third day, they talk about, it's just about, Luann making a lot of money. So I heard that. And so Luann, I said, can you get your income tax returns? And she did. And I said, gee whiz, I heard that it's just about money. It's not. Do you want to know how much I lose on these, how much I put out of my own pocket? You're not paying me for my time. I'm here as a gift to you. Do you know what I make when I lecture? $25,000 an hour and up. And I'm putting in 1,000 hours for free. So I said, clearly we have agent provocateurs, and that's when I pointed them out. I said, they're your agent provocateurs, and we got them out of there. Now I have zero tolerance. Zero. The second I hear someone gossiping, they're out of there. So, yeah.
Did you ever find out who they were working for?
I did not find out who they were working for. But they're a little more careful now because they know that the entire staff will immediately challenge someone who's gossiping. If you're going to an environment to heal, to de-stress, to detoxify, then that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But everywhere today we have these provocateurs. You know, it's amazing. The one thing that Pacifica Foundation, that I've been a member of for 41 years on MBAI, they never, ever talk about the idea that maybe they're failing because they have agent provocateurs. As if all the people who've appeared on their program, all the activists who have been infiltrated, who've been investigated, why wouldn't you go after the source of those people's broadcasting form? And it's never talked about. Yet I don't believe that you could be as dysfunctional as the foundation has been. You have to have provocateurs. Mm-hmm. They won't even discuss that, which is stupid. And here's an article I found today. It said, this is from Common Dreams, and here's what it says. Leaked documents expose how corporations use spies to subvert people's movements worldwide. Quote, given what these companies have gotten away with, concluded Naomi Klein, it is no wonder they fear our power. That governments deploy undercover law enforcement officers to infiltrate, gather information on, and subvert protest movements has long been common knowledge. Less well known, however, is that the extent to which some of the world's most profitable businesses have hired private spies to keep tabs on political movements they perceive as a threat to their power and profits. Hundreds of pages of newly leaked documents reported on for the first time in The Guardian and the Business of Investigative Journalism, Bureau of Investigative Journalism, provide an unprecedented glimpse into these mysterious worlds of corporate spies. So I could only imagine. I just want the audience to know that we will be doing what probably will be the last retreat. I'm doing it as a fundraiser to help our sister station, BAI, which is in really bad shape. And there's some really terrible decisions being made at the national office to try to save Pacific by taking into bankruptcy. That would be an absolute disaster or to sell a station, to swap a station. But instead, to help it pay for its payroll and pay for its rent and to help pay for its premiums, we're doing an April retreat. And we're going to make sure those provocateurs don't get through this time, right?
Absolutely. I do my level best.
Good. because we have zero tolerance for people who are going to be gossiping or there to malign or not participate. If you're there, remember, if you're there, you participate. If it's yoga, meditation, exercise, juicing, the classes on artist healing, the counseling, the classes on sprouting, on hydroponics, on homesteading, on self-sufficiency, on dealing with anger, on dealing with rage, on dealing with fear and insecurity. These are all classes. On dealing with overcoming our dark side, coming into the light of our spiritual being. This is what it's about. In a beautiful bucolic setting with beautiful swans and a staff that is joyful. And these are all really high-quality individuals in our staff. They're all people hand-selected because they've got their own life together. They're there to serve others. And they're all successful. And if you want to get people who really care, get people who are successful and happy in their own life. And they're the ones who feel, my karma means that I'm going to be living my karma in a positive way. I'm going to live my legacy. I'm going to share the best I am with others to help them out of their darkness, their depression, their anxiety, out of their obesity and diabetes, out of their arthritis pains and their night sweats and their hot flashes. I can be a guide for them. I can provide them with the resources to change, to feel better, to do it with joy and laughter and happiness, with the best foods, gourmet vegan meals, and classes so I can know how to do this myself when I go home, and foundational changes so when we go home, we can sustain it. I just, by the way, I had a person last night that I was counseling say, oh, by the way, I met a person who was at the last retreat who says that every week it's getting better. 3 months post-retreat, she is improving. She said, wow, I thought people would come to retreat, feel good about themselves, go home, and then rescind back into where they had come from. And this is a person that's going forward and losing weight, feeling better, more energized. And she said it's because she's clear in her thoughts. She finally has an understanding of her authentic self. She's not living through the shadow self, the depressed self, the controlled self, the insecure self, the traumatized self. And as you know, I do a whole workshop, a three-hour workshop, on just overcoming post-traumatic stress disorder. And you saw that the Vietnam vet was able to leave there with no more post-traumatic stress after 60 years of post-traumatic stress. So that's what people can expect when they come in April. We want to give them plenty of time so that they can make arrangements. Could you give more details on that, Luann?
Surely. Just give me a call. My number here is 903-881-7008. And we are filling up. We are definitely filling up. Word of mouth spreads pretty quickly. And I think, Gary, what I'm explaining to people now is the whole concept of retreat, meaning it's about pulling back and it's about spending time in reflection and silence. And yet, you're going to be with like-minded people. And that's really what I feel part of my job is in the screening process, to make sure that we don't have these provocateurs. And unfortunately, many of them are, there are paid actors and actresses that are trying to weave their way in. And my job is to prevent that, you know, obviously from happening, because it does, it ruins it for everybody. But I will also tell you that the people that are coming are just the nicest people, very excited about being comfortable enough to get vulnerable, to get back to who they really are versus who they've been conditioned to be. So that's exciting. And the people that are coming, like I said, we're with like-minded people, and we do have places where people can sit and chat. We eat in silence, which is very important. It's a whole different way of enjoying one's meal. And there are many, many places on the property that are just beautiful and relaxing. And you're with butterflies and you're with animals. And there's places for people to really pull back and just be and relax. And that's what retreat is about. It's pulling back, retreating into yourself so that you can reimagine who you really are versus who you've been conditioned to be. Whose needs are you really meeting? You know, yours or someone else that you've been conditioned to meet their needs.
Luann, give your number out again, please.
Writing.
Give your number out again.
Yes, it's 903-881-7008.
Again?
It's 903-881-7008, and I'm here interviewing people all day.
Good. We're going to close our program today with a physician. And if you remember, not a nice physician. In fact, we were debating whether to allow her to come because she was acting so prima donnish. Remember that? The husband and wife, both, she was board certified oncologist. And so finally we decided, let the most resistant mind come and face the reality of a paradigm they've never experienced. And with a hope that maybe there'll be new light. Maybe that psychic laser of truth will shatter their conventional views, and they'll come away after seeing how many people get better, how many people transform, how many people that have conditions that they have never been able to help are suddenly giving positive testimonial. So you just said, okay, let's bring them. Here's what that same woman volunteered to say at the end when we just came into the kitchen, had a telephone, called New York and said, here's some people, unrehearsed, just going to tell what their week was like. And at the end of this, she's standing there. And she said, I said, Jesse, we're all finished. Jesse's our PRN engineer and program director. I said, and she's, no, no, no. She said, could I say something? I said, sure. I had no idea what she was going to say. Here's what this woman, physician, and her husband, both orthodox and board certified, had to say.
My name is Lauren, and I'm a physician in New York. And I came here this week because my husband listens to Gary Knoll all the time, and we always kind of like roll our eyes in the house and go, oh, Papa's listening to Gary Knoll again. And then he said there's a retreat. So I'm a physician in New York and have three kids and I'm completely burnt out. And I think the life-changing event for me was that I saw my colleagues dying in their 50s. And they were running on that Cornell treadmill and that Sloan Kettering treadmill. And then I saw that life tapped them on the shoulder, and then life gave them a shove. And then the next time life interacted with my colleagues, they died. And I thought, something's wrong here. This balance is not right. And my patients were very needy. Actually, the lecture last night was very liberating to me because Gary said, these patients, you don't need patients that constantly bring you down and need so much that you're depleted. And I think as traditionally trained physicians, we're not really allowed to stop saving people. And Gary also kind of gave us the permission, or gave me the permission through his lectures, that you can't save everybody. And if they can't help save themselves, they're going to take you down. And it was very uplifting to me to be able to get this permission from somebody to let go of people who play the blame game and don't want to help themselves. And when I came to the retreat, I had no idea who was here. And here I'm surrounded by patients who are not needy. We have, I guess Gary said, seven terminally ill patients. And I work at a cancer hospital. I cannot believe these people are terminally ill. They are running 3 to 6 miles a day with stage 4 cancer. It's mind-boggling. So when we called Luann, I said, well, we have kids. And she was like, okay, so you can bring them, you know, bring them. Let's try it. We haven't done it, but she was very open. And I have to say I was a little negative at first. And then when we got here, like many people said, you felt, you had this feeling that you knew all these people before, that they were one big family, and some people come from Jamaica, and some from California, and from the West Indies, and other places, and there's black, and white, and Asian, and educated, and not formally educated, and sick people, and well people, and we're all the same.
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Okay.
And I want to...
That is just one example. There were five physicians who did not identify themselves as physicians when they came, and they also gave testimonials about their experiences, being around people, some healthy, and there were seven that were terminally ill. I didn't know this. Luann didn't know this. I don't ask people about anything about themselves when they get there because I believe everybody should be given love and attention and to maximize liberating their own innate healing capacities. We're all there to facilitate that in a beautiful environment. And this woman and her husband left completely changed in their perception. And from what I understand, they are now venturing away from the orthodox model, solely the orthodox model for their future, and looking more at a holistic model because of what they learned. So you never know what you can do with new information, new insight, new positive energy, lots of joy. But you can't have anything happen in your life if you don't believe you deserve it. And everybody can give themselves an excuse for not showing up for the opportunities that are there. The wise person makes sure they show up in life for an opportunity that can change their life. That's what the retreat does. So hope to hear from you. And Luann, give your phone number one more time.
Surely. It's 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008. I'm here on standby.
And this will probably be the final retreat because I've got a whole lot more I'm doing in the future. I'm not going to focus on the retreats. Utrice Lead is right to following this program, so stay on board. She's going to be here in just a moment. Thank you all for listening today, and have a nice day.